In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Dominic Solanke, a versatile squad player from the off, by Henry Jackson. Mohamed Salah has already signed, and Virgil van Dijk and Naby Keita continue to dominate Liverpool-related transfer news. So Dominic Solanke's arrival on Merseyside has almost gone under the radar. The 19-year-old has now officially joined from Chelsea after a superb summer that saw him win the Under-20 World Cup with England and be named as the tournament's best player. A player full of potential who is never going to be given a chance at Stamford Bridge, Solanke could be a very exciting piece of business by Liverpool in the years that follow. Perhaps part of the reason for the relatively low-key reaction to the teenager becoming a Red is because of doubts over whether he will even be a regular first-team member next season. Given his tender age, it would be understandable to see Jurgen Klopp throw him into the under-23s for chunks of the season, allowing him plenty of football and a chance to settle at a new club. Solanke comes across as a very confident young player with a real belief in his own ability, and he recently spoke about the versatility to his game. Quote, "My favourite position would probably be striker, number 9, he told LFC TV. But I can play behind the striker in the number 10 position, or out wide, so I'm quite versatile." End quote. Although many of us cannot lay claim to being an expert on Solanke, this will come as a welcome surprise. The Englishman cuts the figure of a central striker and little else, but like Man United's Marcus Rashford, sorry to use one of United's players as an example, but he is a good comparison to make. He has much more to his play than perhaps meets the eye. Klopp loves versatility. Most of his attacking Liverpool signings so far, such as Sadio Mane, Gini Wijnaldum and Salah, can all thrive in several positions. And that will have been a key reason for him signing Solanke in the first place. An ability to interchange and be comfortable switching positions during the course of a game is vital in Klopp's system, which is exactly why someone like Christian Benteke was never going to succeed under him. What Solanke's ability does is it gives the Reds even more attacking options, and although it may be contrary to the opinion of some, it would be nice to see Solanke involved regularly as a matchday squad member. He possesses power and speed that not too many others do, and when opposition legs are tiring, he could become a potent weapon off the substitutes bench. Should Solanke hit the ground running and impress during pre-season, someone whose place in the squad is in danger of becoming under threat is Divock Origi, a divisive character who now has to go up a gear. The Belgian enjoyed a highly impressive run of form at the back end of the 2015-16 season, before Ramiro Funes Mori's shocking challenge ended that campaign for him. But he constantly flatters to deceive. Last season, he was hugely disappointing on the whole, and even when he scored 5 times in consecutive matches before Christmas, his all-round impact was lacking. Origi is 22 now, and we must see a noticeable improvement in his awareness of his teammates, first touch, work rate, and general decision-making. The problem Origi has is that Solanke may end up looking more effective than him in a wide position, which could work against the Belgium international when it comes to gaining minutes on the pitch. Granted, he has occupied a left-sided role at times and done adequately, but he will forever look like a centre-forward playing in an unfamiliar role. Origi also lacks the technical ability and creativity that allowed Solanke to impress behind a striker, which also won't help his cause moving forward. Klopp's preference for giving youth the chance to shine is well documented, and it will be fascinating to see how he uses Solanke in 2017-2018. Roberto Firmino is the undisputed first-choice leader of the line, but away from the Brazilian, Liverpool's strikers have question marks surrounding them. Origi's shortcomings have been touched upon, but Daniel Sturridge and Danny Ings' respective injury woes are arguably more of a concern. If the duo stay fit for the entirety of the campaign, assuming both remain at Anfield this summer, Solanke's chances may be limited, but that is a big if. It's hard to rely on Sturridge and Ings being available week in, week out, and if injury problems persist, it will force them out of the exit door eventually. Klopp is taking a risk not signing a high-profile striker to add quality and depth. We will see if it pays off. With four competitions to tackle next season and injuries sure to play a part throughout, there is every chance Solanke will get opportunities to prove his worth. Whether he is in and out of the first team squad remains to be seen, but his versatility is something that can give him an edge over certain teammates. It's clear that he's still raw, so we should not be expecting too much of him from minute one, but recent evidence suggests Liverpool have signed a real gem. I didn't see a minute of that tournament that Dom Solanke played in and won his under-20 medal and his player of the tournament award. So I'm afraid that I'm talking completely from a position of cluelessness when it comes to this guy. So I will refrain from offering any opinion on Dom Solanke until I actually see the guy playing myself. And I even missed last night's friendly because, as some of you will know, I was recording with the help of Neil Poole and Carl Kopak my debut AI podcast. So may I suggest, dear listeners, that if you have a little bit of time in your busy schedules that you might stick on that particular podcast called Onesies and Friendlies. It's the AI podcast, the original flagship show with myself, with Neil and with Carl. And we talk all sorts of stuff, from serious stuff like safe standing to crappy merch that you've purchased over the years. It was, I have to say, a real blast to do. Two wonderful chaps. You couldn't get better guys to ease you through your first podcast as host on AI. So please give that a listen. I'd love that to do well, and I'd love to build that show even further on the foundations that have already been set by some very, very impressive people in the past. So give it a listen and keep on trucking with AI Audible as well. Thanks a million. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.